Governor Greg Abbott spoke at Overton's funeral, saying his service exemplified what it means to be part of the greatest generation, adding Overton voluntarily enlisted in the Army, quote, not in search of glory or some type of gratitude, and not because he was forced to do so, but instead out of a sense of duty for the nation that he loved so much.
A Sears bankruptcy auction is being held behind closed doors in New York City to determine the fate of the retailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. This afternoon, the weather, sunny with a high near 36, north winds 3 to 6 miles an hour, and tonight is supposed to be mostly clear with a low around 20, northwest winds 3 to 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 39, northwest winds 3 to 8 miles an hour, and Tuesday night it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 22 with light west winds. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 40, light west winds increasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. And Thursday is supposed to be sunny with a high near 34. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. And your chance of precipitation is 50%. Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright. My co-host has taken a day off. She's doing a good thing for a neighbor. Watching out for us, so we allow her to do that. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We have no office. We work out of our houses. I've been told often that the traffic in the morning is great going from the kitchen to the dining room. But anyway, what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family, know someone, work with someone, or are friends with someone who has a mental health issue, or the person has a mental health issue. We try to get them the right treatment or to hook up with the right doctors and so on and so forth. Everything we do is free. There is no charge. One of the things we do is coming up on the 26th of January, it's a Saturday, and from 9 to 11:30, there's going to be what they call a family-to-family class held in the Hunterdon Medical Center, and it's a 12-week course. It is totally free. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to join, but you do have to register. And what they do is they go over medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what not to say in certain circumstances. And they try to get the person taking the course to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also have a support group. In fact, this Thursday, it's the third Thursday of every month, is held at 52 East Main Street. You don't have to register or anything like that. You don't have to be a member of NAMI. You can just come, and it's from 7 to 8:30, and sometimes it runs till 9, depending on a person's crisis or not. If you have any questions or want to get some more information about NAMI or whatever we do, you can call us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we will get back to you very soon, I promise. And this is Mental Health Matters, and I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And we are very privileged today to have with us, I'm going to murder her last name anyway, although she told me three times, Tara, say it.
Chalakani.
Okay, that makes it easier. Chalakani, right? Okay,
yeah.
Hey, all right, I did it. All right, and Tara is a RN, a registered nurse, and she's a licensed professional counselor and a nice national certified counselor and a approved clinical supervisor. Okay. But she's also the Vice President of Mental Health Services for Youth and Families at the Preferred Behavioral Health Group. And she's about 1 year away from her doctorate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for taking the time out to stop in and do our show. I know that you were in Hackensack, and we were talking earlier in Bergen County today, and you were on your way back down to South Jersey. And as I told you earlier, my wife and I graduated from Teaneck High, and we used to hang out in Hackensack, so because it was a little bigger and had a little more stores and stuff to, you know, things to do than Teaneck did at the time. And we also have your daughter here, who's very quiet, sitting in the corner. We won't make you talk, you know, but she's with you, you know, giving you support.
Yes.
You know, Tara, I got to ask, how did you get involved with mental health services?
Well, it's interesting. When I was a younger woman, I had taken a psychology class in high school, and I loved it, and I had no clue what to do with that. So I ended up in nursing school, which was a wonderful thing for me, and I have had a wonderful career in healthcare. But as my roles in nursing went on, I worked a lot with children. I worked in neonatal ICU and worked with parents who had very sick infants, and sometimes their babies passed away. Mm. And I found that as my role in nursing evolved over time, I really enjoyed the connection with people psychologically.
Right.
And wanted to build upon that. So I kept going back to school, and I'm still in school, but all of my degrees since then have been in the behavioral mm-hmm. health field. And I've had an enormous amount of experience working in inpatient psychiatric programs, outpatient community programs, and now have the privilege to oversee so many wonderful programs at Preferred Behavioral Health Group, all of which are focused on children and their families.
Which brings me to my next question. The Preferred Behavioral Health Group.
Yes.
How did that start?
Preferred Behavioral Health Group, we're actually entering our 41st year of providing services in New Jersey. It was established in 1978 and started very small with two clinicians. And over time, as needs were identified, more grant monies became available, and the service line grew and grew and grew to what it is today, which is now over 70 programs in 11 counties. And in 2017, we served just over 27,000 individuals.
Wow.
So I'm very proud to be a part of the organization.
Right, right.
They have a wonderful reputation. We do great work, and we have staff that is just beyond exceptional.
Do you have anything in this area of Hunterdon County?
Not particularly. We're centrally based in Ocean County and Monmouth County, but we have contracts with the state of New Jersey, the Children's mm-hmm. System of Care through DCPMP, which is Children's Protection and Permanency, formerly known as DIFAS, where we have staff that sit in their offices in 11 counties and provide support to parents who are struggling with substance use disorders.
Mm. Now, when you say parents struggling with substance abuse, you're talking about the parent having substance abuse?
Yes,
or
yes, for those programs specifically.
Right, right.
Yes.
And it's got to, I can't imagine what it would be like to have your parent, either an alcoholic or a drug, addicted to drugs.
Yes.
And you trying to, you know, get through life, you know.
Sure. It's very difficult.
It has to be,
yes,
I would think.
And I mean, clearly we all are aware that there's an opioid epidemic throughout our country, and Ocean County specifically has a tremendous issue right now with opioid abuse. And I'm asked frequently, do you have any support groups for children who have lost their parent to an overdose? So that is something that we're looking to cultivate and offer to the community, because it's so unfortunately necessary.
Mm, it is unfortunate. And even in Hunterdon County, I know a police officer in the town, and he said that it's amazing what you would think in this, you know, in this area.
Sure.
And have it, you know.
No one is immune.
No. No, it's not. And they're not. And it's just sad, you know.
It is.
You know, I'm dating myself, but when I was in high school, I mean, the big thing was to go across New York State and drink.
Right.
I mean, drugs, you know, that was basically unheard of.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, especially heroin.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, so, you know.
Right.
You used to drive across the, you know, 9W and go across the state line and, you know, where it was easier to drink up there than here in Jersey. You know. But, you know, which I don't drink anymore. Long time off, but just throwing that out there.
Yes, you know? Of course.
28 years I quit smoking. So,
Good for you.
You know? Well, that was another thing everybody did.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was the thing, you know, when you were a teenager, that's what you did. You
exactly. And kids think it's funny nowadays when we tell them stories that doctors used to smoke at their patient's bedside in the hospital.
Yeah,
and,
you
know, you could be in the hospital and lay in bed and have a cigarette. It's unheard of.
Right, right.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
You know. Now, why do you feel that there's such a lack of attention between physical health and mental health?
Well, I mean, for whatever reason, the two have been kept separate for so long.
Right.
And I know that especially in as far as insurance reimbursement is concerned, we're kind of moving in that direction where we're looking at the whole person and the big picture, but it hasn't been happening. And it's there is such a connection, and this is something that I'm passionate about because I think because of my nursing background, when I work with someone clinically for counseling or therapy, I'm very interested in the big picture. You know, what's your health like, and what do you eat, and do you exercise, and how's your sleep? Because it all affects our mental health.
Right.
And, you know, in doing my research and doing presentations to other professionals, it's mind-blowing to think of when someone presents in an emergency room, let's say for a psychiatric issue, that no one's looking a little bit deeper to see what's going on with them medically, and vice versa. And people who are diagnosed with diabetes of any kind or heart disease are more likely to have depression. People who are obese are 40 to 60% more likely to have a mental illness, yet the dots really aren't connected.
Right.
So I'm so grateful for you today to at least have me on your show and talk a little bit about it, because even if one person hears us today and they decide to perhaps change something about their lifestyle to improve their mental health, that's a win. So the more people that know, the more we can do something about it.
Yeah, that's why people ask me, Larry, you're retired. Why you do all this? You know, why you involved with NAMI and give presentations and, you know, do the radio shows and stuff? And I said, well, like you said, if you can reach one person, then to me that's worthwhile.
Right.
And, you know, it's just we feel we've been fortunate with our son because he's come a long way and he's going on with his life.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of people that don't, you know, or they do and then they crash and then they start again and then they crash and, you know. I know I worked at the medical center, 100 Medical Center, after I retired, one day a week on a Saturday. And if somebody came in with an overdose or attempted suicide, the screener would talk to the patient and I would talk to the families and try to get them help and, you know, them know what was available for them and so on and so forth. And a lot of times the... How can I say it? A lot of times the attempted suicide had a lot to do with their physical health than just their mental health.
Yes.
Unfortunately, but it was true. You know?
And the other piece, and you and I met at the NAMI convention,
right, right.
is stigma. And sure. I think that, you know, that still is the dark cloud that looms over
absolutely.
Us that creates this
absolutely.
Divide. And the more we talk about it and the more we raise awareness, the more comfortable
right.
we hope people will feel in coming forward. But that is one of the big obstacles that we have to continue to
fight. It is. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Tara Chalanka.
Chalakani.
I'll get it right one of these days. Be easier if it was Smith.
Yes.
Anyway, Tara is the Vice President of Mental Health Services for Youth and Families at the Preferred Behavioral Health Group. And we met at a NAMI conference where I took a class that Tara taught and was very impressed with not only her sense of humor when she taught the class, but, you know, the information that she gave out. And I understand that, well, let me put it this way. When I mentioned before I was at the hospital, mm-hmm. one of the things I'd have to do was I'd have to talk to the patients in 2 Central, which is their lockup ward. Mm-hmm. And one day this young man says to me, can I talk to you after? I said, sure. So we went outside and thing, and we were talking, and all of a sudden he said, I got to show you something. And he rolls up his sleeves on both arms, and there wasn't a piece of skin that didn't have scars up and down all over. I was shocked, and I'm not usually at a loss for words, and I was like, my mouth dropped. And I said, can I ask you why you do this? And he says, yeah. He says, because the pain of cutting myself is a lot better than the pain that goes in my head. And I always remember that, you know, and we talked for quite a while after that, and hopefully I got him some services, that he, you know, followed through with, but it's just so sad, you know.
It is.
There wasn't a piece on his arm from his shoulder down to his wrist that wasn't scarred, and you know, I know people cut, but I've never seen anybody like this. It was just brutal. Now, we talked briefly that there's a definite connection between physical health and mental health. And do you find it to be true with your patients or your clients that you have at your...
I do. Yeah. And if any of them are listening right now, they'll know that I, especially if they have anxiety or depression, that I make it a point to tell them they must exercise every day, because a 10-minute walk could increase your mood, boost your mood, lower anxiety for 2 hours or more. So very often when someone is struggling with mental illness, they feel that so much is out of their control or that they really can't do much to help themselves, but you can. So exercise is critical. Mm-hmm. We have to move. You know, everyone's heard about those feel-good chemicals that are released in your brain when we're exercising. The other piece is diet. Diet is a huge connect between how we feel and what our emotional status is. And one of my favorite fun facts is people who eat more fruit are happier than people who don't. So there's that old computer saying garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
It's the same with our bodies and our, you know, how we feel and how we process the world. You know, if we're filling our bodies with chemicals or ingredients that aren't good for us, it affects our brains. Our brains and our bellies have a direct pipeline to one another. So diet and exercise are always a mess, and we know that for physical health as well. And it's, you know, what are we involved in? Are we being social? Do we belong to a group? Are we connected to other people? Huge factor. And it's, again, we know that that boosts our emotional health, but it helps physical health too.
Right, right. And I know that prior, going back years and years, your primary care physician never asked about your mental health.
Right, right.
And NAMI is finding that there's a larger percentage of primary care doctors or physicians who are now asking about the mental health and trying to recommend their patients for, you know, for services or whatever. And
that's good to hear, because I know very often when I work with clients, their primary care providers are unaware of their mental status.
Right.
And at Preferred Behavioral Health Group, we do notify pediatricians when we're working with with their patients. But there are times where I've met a family for the first time and they're really struggling with their child.
Right.
And I'll say to them, does your pediatrician know? And they look at me dumbfounded that they're shocked that I ask. And, well, why would I tell my pediatrician? And I said, well, before we can even have success with therapy or meds as the last option, especially for children, we need to rule out that there's nothing biological or organic going on in the body, because we could be fighting against something we don't even know about.
Sure. That's
and
right.
More often than not, through blood work or whatever other testing, the doctors have found something that was significant that could be affecting the child's mood or behavior.
Now, do you, how can I explain this? Do you focus more on youth or families or both, or how is that divided?
Well, at Preferred Behavioral Health Group, I oversee all of our services for youth and families.
Okay.
And that's about 14 programs, ranging from substance use prevention, child abuse prevention, all the way to crisis, mobile response, and five-day-a-week partial hospitalization programs, and everything in between. So essentially, those programs are all focused on youth up to the age of 18.
And from what age up to the age of 18?
Well, it could be zero.
Okay.
If it's a parent who's pregnant and they're at high risk for for child abuse, we get in there through programs and educate them to help them be better parents. So we say 0 to 18.
Okay.
I also have a private practice in Monmouth County, but where I work with all ages.
Oh, okay.
I'm not just limited to children.
Okay.
Yes.
When you're talking about youth up to 18, is your programs geared for, like, all males and then all females in another group, or are they interacted? Or
they're co-ed.
Okay.
So our day programs and after-school programs are male, female, mixed together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would be a typical day like for a client who's either, you know, a young teenager or male or female? It doesn't matter. I would assume they're pretty similar, but but they, I'm sure they vary a little bit. You know?
Right, right.
What would a typical session be like?
Well, if we're talking about program, we have two types. One is a day program for adolescents who are in substance use treatment. That includes homebound instruction while they're at program with a certified teacher. And then we have an after-school program that is strictly mental health services.
Okay.
And so regardless of the program, the setup is the same. The youths arrive, they have a check-in with the counselor, and then their day is comprised of group therapy. So they range anywhere from coping skills groups, we do yoga, we have art therapy, we could bring in outside speakers to talk to them about pertinent subject matter. They have process groups where they can talk about what's on their mind. And then every week or every other week, they meet with a therapist one-on-one.
Okay.
And we also have parent groups.
Okay. Does each individual have a counselor that's assigned to them?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's in a more intensive program.
Right.
And then we also have outpatient programs where our youths are coming in just for traditional counseling or perhaps group therapy. Or they're, if they're on medication, then they come in and they have medication management appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a traditional therapy session,
okay,
weekly or biweekly. So those are our treatment programs. And then we also have school-based programs in Brick Township High Schools, Lakewood High School, and middle school in Brick Township.
Would you elaborate a little bit on those?
Sure, sure. We're lucky enough to be the recipient of a grant that, thank goodness, is still in existence from the state of New Jersey, where we have school-based youth services in four schools in Ocean County, which is a tremendous, tremendous asset, we feel, and I know the school districts feel, to their environment.
Right.
So we offer individual counseling on site, groups for girls. We have a theme every month, whether it's suicide prevention or safe dating and avoiding sexual assault awareness.
Right.
Our school-based youth services staff works very closely with the school counselors and the administrators to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the students. So it's really a rich and wonderful program, and those districts are very fortunate to have them, and we feel very fortunate to be there.
Yeah, it's one of the high schools, in fact, Voorhees High School, is having a Mental Health Awareness Day.
Wonderful.
And they had one last year, and NAMI was involved. They asked us to have a table and such. So they asked us again to come back, so we're going to come back again. I think it's in, I have to look at my calendar, but I believe it's March. And the students, I thought it was very interesting how they did it because they gave each student a card. And they said that if they had, say there was 10 tables, they had to get a signature
on
each of it. But they couldn't just ask them to sign it. They had to listen to what the person had to say and explain their program to them before they signed it. And if they got all 10 signed or however many there were, they put them in a big bowl and they pulled out, winners for,
Right. We've participated in similar down
in
our neck of the woods.
Right. And,
it's
wonderful.
Wonderful. Yes.
It really is.
It gets people talking. It's, again, lowering that stigma. And hopefully, being that they're in high school, they're the up-and-coming generation of adults that perhaps won't be the statistic that we have now where, one out of every five children and one out of every four adults has a diagnosable mental illness. And of all of them, less than 30% actually seek treatment or have treatment.
And I was amazed at how many students came up and said, oh, I know NAMI. My mother or my uncle or my brother or whatever wasn't. And I was like shocked.
Yeah.
I really was at how
it's
many
nice
that went
hear.
By and said it, But, it's so sad,
It is.
And then the suicide that is involved with all this. There was just a young lady not too long, awful long ago, who committed suicide in Huntington Central, hung herself in the bathroom. And, it's just so sad. A whole life you're ahead of it, you know. And
and help is out there.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It is. You know, and unfortunately that a lot of times the person who is suffering either feels they don't need the help or they don't want it because of the stigma that's attached.
Yes.
And, you know, and they go on and do things that are not, you know, for the best interest of all, the whole family, unfortunately, you know. Let me ask you about, you said you deal with families, too, that have problems.
Yes.
How does that work?
How
do you get your clients, I guess, is my...
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we get our clients through many different ways. We receive referrals from other providers in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We receive referrals from our mobile response team because they're going out into the homes and identifying that there's a need for counseling, and they refer to us. We get referrals from schools. And, you know, we've, like I said, we've been around for a while, so I would like to think that we're somewhat of a household name in that Ocean County residents specifically are familiar with us and know that we're there. But we also make a presence at community events. I mean, we really try to get out there and connect within the community, whether it's at a NAMI fair, at our local library, or at local high schools, and, you know, try to make as many connections as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And even with other providers.
Right.
Because, like, I often say we really don't have competition. There's plenty of people that need help.
Right.
So if we have a program and another provider doesn't or they're full, you know, we have relationships with them as well where, you know, we'll refer people back and forth. So we get them from many different referral sources.
I know that NAMI has been attempting to do two things, educating the educators mm-hmm. and also helping police understand more about mental illness.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, it used to be, I remember distinctly, we're very fortunate. We never had to have the police involved with my son. But in other cases, you know, where the police would just take him, cuff him, and take him away, you know.
Right.
And now I was on a, you know, rapid response team when I was at the hospital. And there was an incident where the police talked to a young man through a door to his bedroom for almost an hour, trying to get him to come, you know, come down, you know, come out. And they finally said to the parents, we have to go in. We promise we won't hurt him, you know. And they took him down on the bed, you know. Yeah, they had to cuff him, but he was, you know, they did it in a civil manner rather than, but they never, you talk for an hour? No,
right.
That never would have happened, you know.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up because we are proud to be the recipients of a federal grant from SAMHSA,
mm-hmm.
the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. And we started on September 30th. It's a three-year grant, and Preferred Behavioral Health Group, in collaboration with the Mental Health Association of Monmouth County, is going to be training, hopefully, 2,250 law enforcement officers, first responders, veterans,
right.
military, and their family through mental health first aid training, because the goal is to raise awareness with these folks
right.
in the community so that they are able to recognize what perhaps symptoms of mental illness look like and when perhaps someone might be experiencing a crisis and how to handle them and hopefully refer them to appropriate providers in
right.
the community to
right.
reduce unnecessary arrests
right.
and hopefully raise awareness in themselves as well. The
sure.
other goal is, you know, because there is a high rate of death by suicide
right.
in that personnel population
right.
that we want there to, again, not be stigma in accessing these services. Right. It doesn't mean you're weak or, you know, flawed. You need help too.
Right. So. I know a woman who was a lawyer who was the assistant prosecutor in Union County started crisis intervention training.
Yes, yes.
And I took
it. We do that as well
in Ocean County. And because she asked me if I would take, she asked NAMI if somebody could come for, you know, speak from mental health issue side. And it was very interesting, you know, because there was a lot of the big cities, Jersey City, Newark, Linden, have a bigger police force than the local police around here.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of the townships have one or two officers. So if one of them goes for a week to send, you know, crisis intervention, the other guy's working 24/7, you know.
Yes.
So it's kind of tough.
It is.
So what they've established here in Hunterdon County is trying, with the prosecutor, is to try to get a couple-hour training, you know, so that a police officer can go for 4 or 5 hours and get a condensed version, which is good, you know, because any training is for mental health is awesome.
Yes,
you know,
but I was involved with CIT in Ocean County as well. Yeah. But it is a challenge because it's no one can really afford to be at a 40-hour training, but it's so necessary.
It is. It is. And, you know, when I took it, after I believe five officers came up to me and said they appreciated my being there because I told the other side. You know, I says, I don't want my son hurt, but I don't want you guys hurt either. You know, so if you got to come to some kind of a middle ground where nobody's hurt and the situation is calmed down, you know. And, it, you know, I strongly recommend it, you know, because it was very informative to me and very, you know. The lady that runs it lives in Hunterdon County. But, you know, so anyway, it was just, you know, interesting because, and I'm glad to hear that you have it down there also.
Yes.
You know, because I do think that the more the police are involved with learning about it, the easier. Because, like I said, in that instance that I was at, where do you, you know, do they talk for an hour? You know?
Right.
I mean, there was a sergeant, there was a patrol woman and two officers and other officers. So it was like four altogether. And you don't take four police officers and talk for an hour to somebody behind a door, you know, which I thought was just amazing.
It is.
And
I was speaking to a local police chief recently who told me that their municipality sends about 5 to 6 people per day to the emergency room for psychiatric screening.
Yeah.
Wow. So the training is a must.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if we could get back to families.
Sure.
When a family is recommended to you, okay, I assume that there is some kind of screening process that goes, you know, I would assume.
Yes. Right? We call it an intake.
Yeah,
so they have an intake assessment.
Right. And that it determines which program they would go to pretty much or.
Well, I guess it depends. Sometimes people call us specifically for a certain program.
Okay.
However, there are times where a family presents with their child, and based on the information that's obtained at the time of intake, it might be determined that they need a higher level of care or something additional in addition to what they're seeking. But whenever children are involved in the mental health system, so to speak, or they're receiving care, the families are included. So depending on the circumstances, maybe they're seen weekly, and then once a month they have a session with everyone, maybe more frequently, maybe less. It really depends on the family themselves and the circumstances.
Right.
But, you know, again, thinking about whole body health, I tell parents, if your child is in therapy, who's helping you? right? We're helping them.
Right.
You need somebody.
Right.
And sometimes as parents, because we do a lot, and you know, we're worried about taking care of our children first, but parents need support too.
Sure.
And just the experience of having a child with a mental illness or struggling at
right.
all, sometimes your family and your friends don't understand. So
no.
you need a professional to
right.
process that with you and support you and help you to deal with it in a more efficient and healthier
right.
way.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's very difficult, the 20-some-odd years I've been with NAMI and all the families that we've interacted with or I have interacted with. And, you know, let's face it, most folks, when they have a child, they envision, oh, he's going to be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief or whatever, you know. And when something diverts that person, whether it's, you know, physical illness or mental illness or a combination of both, a lot of times the parents go off the deep end.
Yes.
A lot of times the parents wash their hands and they don't want anything to do with the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that countless times. And it's like, you know, oh, get over it, you know, pull yourself up.
Right.
Well, if you're paranoid schizophrenic, it's not you're going to pull yourself up, you know. I mean,
yes.
you
yes.
know what I'm saying? Or you're suffering from bipolar or, you know, major depression or manic, you know, anxiety, whatever.
Right.
It's not just, okay, I'll get over it, you know, and I'll go on with my life. And it's sad sometimes because I found, well, I'm sure you have also, that over the years, if a person has support, a lot of times it's a little easier to get through.
Yes.
And in many cases, a lot easier.
Yes.
Than if they don't have support.
But that's the slippery slope with a
right.
mental illness and why there has to be that integration in primary care and educating people about what
right.
it looks like, because I can't prick your finger and do a blood test and say, oh, you know, your mental illness is this high.
Right.
The way we check someone's blood sugar.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right.
So sometimes the knee-jerk response is, well, you look fine. You know, snap out of it or get
yeah.
over it. And it's even more difficult with children because children by nature are supposed to be happier. There's, you know, I don't know how true it is, but there's a statistic that a child laughs 300 times a day, and your average 40-year-old only laughs 3 times a day. So kids are supposed to be happy and
right.
spontaneous and full of joy. So it's really hard to understand how or why they aren't. But something that I sometimes say to parents is, well, you know, what if they were diabetic? Would you deny them insulin? Or, you know, and then it kind of makes them think a little bit, like, this isn't something that they can shake off,
right.
that it needs to be managed and they need support. And sometimes they need perhaps a team of different professionals to help them.
Right.
Being primary care, counseling, psychiatry, what have you.
And a lot of times, you know, like we were saying before, they got visions of what they want their
right.
child to do, and they're putting a lot of pressure on them. You know, you got to be, you know, in the sports, you got to be, you know, in the honor society,
yes.
you got to do this, you got to do that. And a lot of times they don't listen to the child. You know, the child may not want to go to college at that point.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, I know of someone who that happened to, and their child committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found a note saying, I didn't want to go to college, but I didn't know how to tell my parents.
Right.
You know, or the other version, that the parents wouldn't have listened, you know, which happens a lot too.
Right.
And it's a shame. It really is. We have to take another quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We were talking about a lot of times a patient is diagnosed with a medical condition when their issues are really mental or psychiatric. Tara, you find that a lot?
I'm on the other end of it, but I do know that very often that happens, especially if someone is presenting to their primary care provider and they're complaining of fatigue or trouble sleeping. Maybe their appetite is increased or decreased. Because of the setting, the go-to may not be, you know, are you depressed? Mm-hmm. That there might be a blood worked on or questions that are more medically geared
towards
that person rather than psychiatrically. So, again, another good example of how the two really do intersect and that there has to be a teasing out, so to speak, of what's medical and what's psychological.
Right. And unfortunate, it's that when it's either one,
mm-hmm.
Usually it's a combination of both, as
yes.
you know. And if the person, like we said before, doesn't have support, that can be, you know, very painful.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one thing to have families and they're backing them and they're helping them and they're supporting them. And it's another to have nobody.
Right.
And unfortunately, I know there's a lot of people, at least in Hunterdon County, who have nobody. you know.
Right.
And it's tough.
Yes.
You know, it's like, who do they go to, you know? And if they don't get along with the counselor or they don't mesh with the counselor, then, you know, then they're on their own and it's brutal.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people, counselors available. And in Hunterdon County, there's not a lot of psychiatrists available either. Mm. We're about, from what they say, about 20 short. Mm. And, you know, if you don't mesh with the person,
right?
Well, it's just like your medical doctor.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
if you're not comfortable going to Dr. Jones,
right?
You know, you won't go.
Right. And it's been researched that 80% of the change in therapy is the relationship between counselor and client.
Right, right,
so
exactly.
So it is important.
It is very important. And a lot of times, the person that's the counselor is under a lot of pressure because they've got so many clients that, you know, it's like in and out, in and out, in and out. And, you know, a person with the illness, they need more than that,
right.
You know, 3-4 minutes, you know.
Right.
And a prescription for their drugs, you know, that they write. So it's sad. It really is. And, you know, hopefully there's, you know, more good things to come down the road.
Yes.
But, you know, and I think personally, I think what you guys are doing is awesome.
I think so.
Well, I hope you would.
I do.
You know. And you said you have a private practice also.
I do.
Where is that at?
That's in Monmouth County.
Okay.
In Brielle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And you have a receptionist there too, right?
I do. A lovely receptionist.
Yes. And she's sitting in the corner with a little smile
is.
On her face. For those of you that didn't know, it's Tara's daughter. And we've been busting her off the air. You know? Once in a while on the air, but mostly off. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just so sad that families, you know, yeah, not everybody's 100% perfect. I mean, we're all not. Nobody's perfect. I don't care who you are.
Right.
I come close, but no, yeah. But no, I'm only kidding. But, you know, no one's perfect, but when someone has a mental health issue and doesn't have the support of family, I guess we're very fortunate. My
yes.
My son has two brothers and a sister, and they're very supportive. He's the youngest, and, you know, they're all very supportive of him. And, you know, call him up and want to take him out to dinner and, you know, have him come over to the house overnight and that sort of thing on the weekends. And, you know, like he's got a good relationship with him. But not everybody has that.
Right.
And it's so sad, you know. It really is. And but I do think that we have come a long way.
I agree.
And we have a long way yet to go.
And I agree.
But it's better now than what it was.
Yes. And if we keep talking, and if we keep raising awareness,
right.
And if we keep pushing for this marriage, so to speak,
right.
Between our primary care providers and our mental health care providers,
right.
And connect the dots, we can be so much better.
Yep, I agree. Would you like to give some information out in case there's somebody out there that'd like to get a hold of you, or the website, or Facebook page, or both? Or
so Preferred Behavioral Health Group is on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Our website is www.preferredbehavioral.org. My name is Tara Chalakani, and I can be found on the website as well. So if anyone wants to reach out or ask a question or get some help, I'm there.
Okay. Is there a phone number or anything that they can reach the
yes.
organization?
The main number is 732-458-1700.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Tara, for taking the time
I'm
out
so
to come on.
I'm so grateful to be here, Larry.
And
thank you.
You will have to come back, you know.
Oh, I hope so.
I guarantee it. Trust me, you will be back. You can even bring your daughter along, too. You know, she doesn't have to talk or anything, but she can come back. It was nice having you here, though. But we won't be here next week because next week is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King
That's
Day,
right.
And the Chamber of Commerce is closed, so we'll be running rewinds next week. But we'll be back in 2 weeks, same time, same station. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Before, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
While much attention was being paid to the attacks in New York City, a terrorist attack in Minnesota was thwarted by a part-time police officer being hailed as a hero. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
He clearly prevented additional injuries and potentially loss of life.
That's St. Cloud, Minnesota Mayor Dave Kleiss, who says an off-duty Avon, Minnesota police officer Jason Falconer is quite the hero after shooting a man who stabs nine people at a mall on Saturday night.
His heroic actions are exemplary.
The man behind the knife attack identified as a Somali-American, Dahir Adan, a 20-year-old junior at St. Cloud State University, who reportedly said something about Allah and asked people if they were Muslim before he stabbed them. And ISIS has since issued a statement claiming that he was one of its soldiers. I'm Chris Barnes.
A Miami neighborhood being given a clean bill of health after 45 days without any local transmission of Zika. Florida Governor Rick Scott praised the citizens of the area for helping defeat the virus. USA Radio News.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth